Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
It is useless to resist us.
People's homes are being ruined by these monsters.
It is useless to resist us.
From here, there is no escape.
It is useless to resist us.
I sure would like to get out of here.
Keep your dark glasses on and stay where you are.
The revolution is on.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and as always, it's my pleasure to spend time with you today. Thank you for tuning in, and we have with us our usual crowd. We got Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
We've got Diane Ruffino.
Hello.
Howe and Rainer James.
Hey there, y'all.
And we've got a special guest today, Chris Orman. And Chris, the way I was introduced to him is I've been following the Facebook page, Citizens in New Bern. And Chris has been posting on that for a while. And tell us about the page. How did that come about?
Almost 3 years ago, Citizen of New Bern page was created. I had some issues about the way City of New Bern issues were being handled. It all started out really based off of an electric deposit when I moved back, how it was so outrageous. So my thought was, I got a lot of traction on that, and people said, hey, we want to know too. So I got kind of an idea, and I said, hey, let me sit down. I'll get up with some of the aldermen. We'll do a live deal where people can ask questions. They can participate in the conversation. And it worked, and then it actually spurred from there. We got involved in interviewing politicians that were running for office. We've done that for the last 2 years, I think. And basically, the page has got about 7 admin on it. Most of the information that's posted there is posted by them. I guess I'm the face of the page since I started it, and I'm really the only person you see doing the interviews. So people recognize me as the page, but right. I owe a lot of that to the admin. But our whole issue on the page or our whole platform is topics of discussion. What people are talking about at the kitchen table, maybe that's not out there. In politics, what concerns people at home, and we try to make sure that have adult conversations, have good debate. Our premise has always been two people arguing or debating. There's a third person that might actually seek common ground,
right?
And the answer to what these two differences may be. And that's our feeling on how we grow as a society and how we can kind of squash some of the divisions we have. You know, we have filters on our page. We don't allow just any and everybody to attack people. We don't allow foul language. We're trying to keep it as neighborly as possible. We never thought we'd have grown as fast as we have, believe it or not. We're about 25,000. We reach about 8 to 10 million people a month. So it's really gotten way farther than what I ever thought it would be. But We want to hold our elected officials accountable. We want our tax dollars to be utilized. Again, these are the conversations that people are having, not out in the open where they can be shut down, because right. That's what happens. But on our page, we give everybody a platform, as long as they're adult about it. Let's just talk about these topics.
Well, you're paralleling exactly the mission statement of CCTA. Those are the same principles and issues that we operate off of. Unfortunately, we offer the platform to everybody, but we don't usually get it. We usually just get the conservative side. And I think a lot of that has to do with our beginnings back when we were the Tea Party, and then the Tea Party name became toxic. So that kind of pushed them away. The one side just doesn't want to come and participate. We do have a few every now and then, but not as many as we'd like to have. Rainer?
There's one caveat that I think is different about us and what I've heard about your page so far, and that is we have a mission statement that is very specific. We want our government, our general government, to adhere to the U.S. Constitution. We want free enterprise to function freely. We want personal freedom with personal responsibility. And those kinds of things are not up for negotiation. We're not going to change our views on those
right.
those things.
Right.
It's core. to who we are.
Right. Hal?
Yeah. Well, maybe some of our listeners are not as suffocated about these sort of issues as you guys are. Somebody explain to me what a page is.
Okay. Facebook.
Oh, that.
Facebook page. You have a page on Facebook.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I didn't
that's
know.
What we're talking about.
It's a page.
Actually, what...
Same profile page. Okay. Right?
Actually, what we're talking about here, though, is a group on Facebook. It's a group you can join.
Mm-hmm.
You request to be a part of the group, and their admins will take a look at it and decide whether they, you know...
That explains why I didn't know much about this organization, because I don't get on Facebook very much.
I understand.
I don't like it, to tell the truth.
Well, we're going to get into it a little bit more here, because that's the main reason.
I need to learn a little bit about it. I'll agree.
That's the main reason Chris is here today. Chris, recently I noticed a post that you put up about, or it was a video you put up actually, about censorship from Facebook, how you had been shut down. You want to tell us a little about that experience?
Which time?
gosh.
Well, you know, here's, you know, everybody, I think that's, for some reason, has been the topic of discussion here for the last week and a half over the video that I personally did and posted to the page. Without going into the video, let me just say this. Freedom of speech is something that we hold true, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
That's a value in our land. I think that all of the other rights we have are based on. We don't believe in hate speech. We don't believe in the new definition of what our society now has turned this word into. We believe that you can agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Everybody has an opinion. The video you're referencing was my opinion. But because it talked about a specific topic and group, and I don't want to say group of people, but some type of movement that was going to be introduced to children, which advertised 3 to 11.
You mean ages 3 to 11?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Well, I'll just be point blank. Everybody, if you haven't, it's called Drag Queen Storytime. First of all, I don't think, again, my personal opinion, I put a video out because I said what I thought was truth to me, and that is children that are targeted between the ages of 3 and 11, because if you want to read to children, that's okay as far as I'm concerned. But this group seems to, although they're actors, although they dress in drag, and I'm sure they do performances, but is it age
appropriate?
Mm-hmm. The target number in their event was 3 to 11. I disagree. I don't think that our children should be sexualized in that type of way. It mm-hmm. makes them ask questions about, is this a man? Why is he dressed up as a woman? Mm-hmm. And if you want to have those conversations in your own home, that's fine with me. But those that have been following national media understand that there have been many instances where many people have voiced concern about things that happen. Would they have happened in New Bern? I have no idea. I don't know. But I do know that the sexualization of children and the targeting of a specific age group of children for no other reason than you want to say to raise money, I think there's more different ways we could raise money, and we don't have to actually do it on the backs of our 3 to 11-year-old children in a format that I saw was inappropriate.
Right.
And that's what the video was about. Facebook didn't like it. They called it hate speech.
Right.
They called it inciting violence, because I said, I think what we should do is picket the businesses doing it, because we have a right to voice our opinions on things as a society we don't agree with. They do it everywhere. This morning, Chick-fil-A is being shut down, you know, because of the LGBT community, after only being open for 6 months in an area. I read that article. So my point is that that was my opinion. Facebook didn't like it. They labeled it as hate speech. They labeled it as I was inciting violence.
And so now picketing is an act of violence.
Well, even when you say, in my opinion, I don't agree that this group of people should read to children, my opinion now is hate speech.
Right. Well, that's the point I was getting at, is you don't have to do anything violent.
No.
You don't have to personally attack or threaten. All you have to do is disagree. And if you disagree with them, that's hate speech. It's racism. It's sexism. It's all kinds of isms.
But isn't that where our society is going today?
That's where our society is at today, Mary.
Now, how does this raise money?
The event, as it's advertised, basically stated that they wanted to try to raise, I think it was about $1,000. The organization itself, from what I've understood, is a pretty good organization. They feed people. They clothe people. They buy products. I mean, it's a nonprofit. So that organization in itself is a very good organization to have inside the community. Mm-hmm. They're giving back to the community. My problem in it was...
age group.
Why do you need to have this happen to this age group?
Yeah.
You
advertise to raise money.
As,
yeah.
as such.
Read to college age students, right? They'll love it.
You know, I just, you know.
That's true.
I hate to use this word, and I you know, you guys might not appreciate it, but, you know, I have a problem with anybody pimping anybody. And I hate when we actually target our children.
Absolutely.
You know, yes. Our children are going through enough these days with the indoctrination of our school systems, with the political bantering that our kids in elementary mm-hmm. schools are getting, the sexualization yeah, of our kids, mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood books that are now and curriculums that are being taught in some of our school systems that are so provocative, and we've handled that before.
Right. Well, you're right on target with what we just recently mm-hmm. did. Our second Tuesday meeting this month was on the indoctrination of our kids in school and how far that's gone and how it's a global effort and the reasons behind it. Chris, we got to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back and continue this conversation.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, in our studios with special guest today, Chris Orman of Facebook group Citizens in New Bern. And Bob, you had a question.
Yes, Chris, I wanted to ask about how would we explain this as being different from our desensitization with movies such as Mrs. Doubtfire?
It's a pretty easy question. I mean, we think of the same thing when we take our kids to Disneyland, don't we? I think it's the premise behind what people are actually doing when they're dressing in the drag. Again, I'm not against performing. I'm not against arts. I believe that if you want to, I actually attended one in Vegas, believe it or not, 20 years ago. I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. The content itself is actually adult intended. That's right. What it is. I mean, we've seen it on Lucille Ball. We've seen it on George Jefferson. I mean, it was something that was put out there back in the 50s and 60s. It was a skit.
You know, it was funny, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you were to look at that same thing happening today, my opinion, we've hijacked a nice skit, something that I think adults found as comical,
right?
And we've hijacked it, and we've now allowed it to be used, and now what it's doing is targeting people. Miss Doubtfire, I guess, or is what you're referring to. I just refer anybody. You can look this up. Miss Doubtfire didn't twerk. She didn't allow children to lay on top of her. She dressed in a specific attire that was specifically, you could look at Miss Doubtfire and tell she dressed as an old lady. I don't know what these other people look like. I don't know why we have to be so flamboyant, other than to send the message.
Right.
And that message, I don't think, needs to be delivered to our kids.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. There's an agenda there, a specific agenda. It's been entering the textbooks in schools. It's been entering the classrooms. They put on these displays and demonstrations in classrooms all over the country. I think you hit it right on the head.
Three things real quick. So, Bob, we're talking about Mrs. Doubtfire. She was dressed as an elderly lady, but she used comedy. She used comedy to help teach lessons to kids. And through comedy, that's how that's what her purpose was. That's why she dressed up. He was a comedian. But no one would listen to him as a man, but an elderly lady who was pretty hip and cool. That was that.
Right. Well, Chris explained, back in the 50s and 60s, there were a number of comedians.
Milton Berle.
Yeah. They all did it, but they did it as a comedy skit. It wasn't a lifestyle that they were trying to push off.
And they
didn't
try to be sexy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mrs. Doubtfire definitely wasn't sexy.
No. Milton Berle was not sexy.
No. Chris, you put on Facebook that it was your opinion, right? Now, I don't think I'm going on a stretch here, but I think your opinion probably aligns with a huge percentage of the population. And so I think they should have allowed that. I mean, it's an opinion is an opinion. It's not far-fetched. It's not out there. If anybody reading on Facebook would understand that your opinion represents a good chunk of what conservatives think. And if they're just trying to silence conservatives, that's that's one of the ways they do that. Third, from time to time, it might help to put on your site a lesson, a constitutional lesson, a lesson about law. You know, what is hate speech? Because they certainly don't know what hate speech is. And it is clearly defined through Supreme Court decisions and stuff like that. Or what is inciting violence? Again, that's been settled by the Supreme Court. There's definite guidelines for that. What you posted didn't rise to hate speech, didn't rise to inciting violence. So maybe from time to time, post, and I can help you with that, post it on your Facebook, and maybe, Facebook, you may want to read this too. But, you put on lessons so that you know and your readers are know what the guidelines are. So just a couple of suggestions.
Well, I think you bring up an interesting point there too, Diane, because these social media platforms, as well as the actual news media, they have agendas now, and you have to look at who is deciding.
Yeah, the content, right?
Right. Who's deciding there? what hate speech is. Well, most of those people that are working for these platforms, mm-hmm. as more and more exposés come out revealing behind the scenes mm-hmm. what's going on, they have a political agenda. Mm-hmm. They have social agendas.
Yeah.
Anybody that disagrees with their agenda, it's going to be hate speech.
Yeah, well, this Zuckerman was really clear about that in front of the congressional hearing.
Yeah.
He said most of the people doing this content review, they were in their 20s. They were young. They're from Silicon Valley. And he said probably almost 100% share the same ideology.
Right.
So they clearly don't have the education that we're talking about here and the necessary education to really peruse content.
Well, they've all been indoctrinated.
Yeah.
All been indoctrinated yeah. through the public school system and the university yeah. systems, which have done a great job.
And we
job.
Need to reteach back.
Right. Hal?
Chris, for those of us who haven't watched the video, even though I've tried a couple times, been unsuccessful so far, now Will and Raina will help me with it when she's got the time, but could you sort of describe what this drag queen does in the video so other people might be interested in that?
Well, actually, he didn't show a video of the drag queen.
Oh, he didn't?
No, it's a video of him. Explain. Go ahead, Chris.
The video that the first video is not there. Facebook took it down. I'm sure there are some people out there that may have copied the video, and if they want to repost it, I'll be more than happy to recapture that, put it back on my page. But it's not there. The video that we're speaking about was I was told about the event, and I went live on my page, specifically me speaking to the people that follow my page
Thank you.
Telling them what my opinion was based off of the information that I was given, and that's where
right the actual event hasn't happened yet right. So there's no video that exists.
I agree with Diane. I don't see why they took that down. I just can't see that.
Yeah, two things. First, I have seen some of those drag queen videos looking for Chris's in the wrong place, but looking. And the ones I saw, the story time in Raleigh, the story time in Greenville, several other places, excuse me, they were dressed, first of all, their makeup, very long eyelashes, lots of glitter, lots of glittery lipstick, long, I guess they were wigs, long hair, very, very tightly fitted clothing. They were suggestive. They look like the sort of people that might be on display in a, quote, gentleman's club, end quote. It was distasteful. The second thing is Alex Newman, in the last CCTA public meeting, made the one of the points that he made was that in California, which has been kind of at the leading edge, as they are right. so often, the leading edge of horrible stuff, in their school system, ages 11 to 17, approximately 27% of the children are gender non-conforming. They are confused. They have gender dysphoria. Now, well, that was really, really rare not a very long time ago. This has been engineered somehow.
Well, they've been exposed to this type of program.
Exactly. I think this is a problem.
Gender fluidity.
I think this kind of thing is one of the worst forms of child abuse there is.
Well, I think Chris was right on when he talked about that from that 3 to 11 age group is totally inappropriate.
Of course,
to bring
it is.
Up those topics.
And what's happened in California to the children just beyond that age group shows what this kind of thing has done to them.
Right. And as I've seen on some videos and studies and all, I think Alex brought it up in his talk that he gave, studies are actually showing that those types of things are causing permanent damage to the brain.
Yeah.
Because their brains are not formed to where they can accept and really deal with those types of issues.
And you got Dr. Rosemary Stein on the subject, and she'll burn your ears up.
Right.
I want to applaud Chris for what he's done. There is a place for drag queens. My daughter, when she wants to learn how to put on makeup properly, the first place she'll go is to a drag queen video because they know perfectly how to apply makeup and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, but I didn't say Lord. It wasn't skillful.
Right, yeah. So there is a place, but it's not in front of our children. And the reason I applaud Chris is because, and we know this through the NC values, Tammy Fitzgerald, is that progressivism is creeping into our school system, which right now is indoctrinating our children. They're not teaching, they're indoctrinating. It is a place where we engineer society because we get to the children and then they have their, the governance or whatever values moving forward. And so how do we know every time they're bringing their progressive lessons, policies into the school? Well, this is one way we, you know, this it's hitting our children. There's policies under the bullying statute. Well, if we're bullying against transgenders and bubba and LGBT, well, then we must teach about their lifestyle as if it's a rightful alternative. So we have to have those classes because that's how we bring in the anti-bullying. But we don't tell the parents about it because that's a need to know, not a need to know. Mm-hmm. And Tammy explained that perfectly. And you can't opt out, you can't opt in, you can't opt out. Parents have no idea their children are being subjected to this, but it comes under, they figured out under the bullying. So we need people to alert parents when this stuff is being insidiously brought into our schools with our children to give us the opportunity to make rational debate arguments to counter it. If we don't know about it, we can't counter it. Right. So I applaud
this. I agree with you, but I'm going to put the onus back on the parents because this is not new news. This has been going on. We were doing presentations on this 6, 7, 8 years ago, the things that were coming. The warning signs that were there.
Not drag queens, though. It hadn't gotten to...
They were there. They were on the West Coast. Okay. It takes a while to come from West to East Coast.
Not nearly long enough.
I know. But anyway, my point is, parents are just too busy sometimes to take notice and get involved with their kids' education. Yeah. And after watching or listening to Alex's presentation the other night, and he got to the end of it, he's the one to talk about the solution. Mm-hmm. And in his mind, and I tend to agree with him, right now at this stage, it's progressed so far, the only solution is to get your kid out of public school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fix the homeschooling,
public school education later, but your child is suffering right this minute. Right.
I mean, take a look at some of the professors that we have that are making six-figure incomes and becoming millionaires. That look what they're teaching. Look at the classes. It's all indoctrination of our kids. Well, we're taking up a lot of Chris's time. Chris, we really appreciate you coming in and talking to us today. And it's really good to see your viewpoints on things. People watching or following your post on Citizens in New Bern, which is a Facebook group. Just go to Facebook and search on Citizens in New Bern, and you'll find Chris Orman has quite a few posts there. And you say you have 6 or 7 other admin that do a lot of the posting. You mainly do the live video. Is there a regular time, or you just pop up randomly?
Randomly basically do it. We're more inclined to see a lot of videos during the political season. We do a lot of interviews with them and topics. I mean, if we have something that's hot and heated and we can reach out to somebody to get answers, our videos are live. So we actually do those throughout because there's, of course, two parties involved. But the other topics of discussion, a lot of the admin actually put them out there.
You say they're live, but do they remain after?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless one gets taken down, we leave all of our stuff up there. So I just want to say this, the whole premise behind what we believe in or what I believe and the reason doing it is, the philosophy in the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next. Can see some of our young people now that are in office that are representing us as a people, and we can see where they are. This, and we can go back and we can see that these people, young ones that are up there representing us, they followed suit in this new program through the school system over the last 12 or 15 years. I know it goes back further than that, but the point is if we don't change it, then what people and our children are learning today,
they're the future leaders.
It's going to be normal.
Future leaders.
And, I don't think that reading, writing, and arithmetic. I just don't get it. That's what our schools should be teaching.
Well, we're doing actually in those areas. We're doing worse.
Oh, yeah.
Than we have in past decades.
And as for history, dream on.
Oh, well, it's revisionist history now. It's being rewritten or totally deleted. We've got to take another break to hear from our sponsors, so we'll be back in just a moment.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, again, we are in the studios with Chris Orman of Facebook group Citizens in New Bern. We're talking about our kids and what's going on in their lives, and we talked about indoctrination. We've talked about Facebook censorship. And I'd like to talk a little bit about values, just plain old morals and values, and how we've lost those. You know, during the break, you were talking about it taking a village, quoting from somebody not too many years ago, and how you wanted
Hillary Clinton.
You're part of the village, and how do you represent your part? And, you know, it comes to mind to me, the villages used to have community standards, you know. And if you violated those community standards, you were ostracized or whatever. There were repercussions. It doesn't seem like there are any community standards anymore. You know, the FCC used to have rules that certain things couldn't be seen or said on broadcast, and that's all gone out the window now. So, Chris, what are your views on that?
To be honest with you, we can't legislate morality.
Absolutely.
But, yes, there was a comment made years ago that said, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. I guess my question is now why into hypocrisy?
Right.
See, I've become part of that village. Who writes the rules and tells me that my views about how our children should be raised cannot be part of this village? And that's my whole point, is that who's going to protect our kids? Who's going to instill the values in our children when the number one killers out there today, among anything else, is abortion? When we look at those values, and we look at the values of silencing free speech to those who oppose that type of view, who really is speaking for our babies? And I feel like I'm part of the village.
Right.
And I don't believe that the things that are taking place locally are appropriate for those children.
Well, you're absolutely right. We cannot legislate morality, but neither should we be legislating immorality. And I think a lot of times we're seeing that we are. We're making hate crimes. What's a hate crime? You know, murder's murder. Whatever the intent is,
that's not expressing brotherly love.
Right. We are legislating immorality in a lot of different ways. We use taxpayer funds to go for a lot of these abortions you're talking about, and it's just, I think if we look at the leaders that we're putting in office, there's where a lot of the problem lies, right there. Diane?
Well, you both have said that we shouldn't, or we're not supposed to legislate morality, but actually that is the rule, that is the purpose of laws. We are, through our laws, we're supposed to promote morality. There is such a thing as right and wrong. There's such a thing as good and bad. And as a society, we have to promote the good, discourage the bad. Laws are meant, and Cicero was clear on this, you know, and he was an attorney back in Caesar's day. But laws are supposed to promote and encourage good behavior. Laws are supposed to discourage and punish bad behavior. So, you know, this whole thing about we're not supposed to legislate morality, that's a progressive term.
Chris, you might have to realize that Diane is a lawyer.
Well, she's absolutely right on what she's saying, but we didn't say you can't or you shouldn't. Right. Okay, well, I think what we mean is, realistically, if people aren't going to follow the laws, they're not going to follow them.
Yeah.
You know, you can put all the gun laws out there you want, but it's not going
to
stop.
But we have to still provide the guidelines.
Right, I agree with that.
For good.
But I think what
behavior.
He was saying is in today's.
Yeah.
Well, Scalia was pretty impressive when he made the statement that when the freedom of religion clashes with the freedom of speech, you're going to really see a war against our Constitution and our rights. That's really what you're seeing.
Absolutely.
And here's, when we talk about morality, you know, everybody knows that follows my page or knows me personally knows that, you know, I'm a Christian. I believe in Christ. I believe that Christ is the only way. We've even spun that out now. How can a Christian act this way, or how can a Christian act that way? And it wasn't very loving when you talked about, you know, the drag queen story hour. Here's the issue. You know, I do love everybody. I don't like what you're doing.
Right.
I have no problem, nor should I ever be able to not point out what you're doing. You know, stories throughout our Bible teach us that. John the Baptist was very clear. Christ was very clear. We call out what we feel like does not align with our morality. Doesn't mean that I hate you. Doesn't mean that I don't love you. What it means is I disagree with you. And hopefully that conversation we could have about that disagreement would lead each of us to an understanding about what is right and what's wrong.
Right.
Here's the issue. And I hear you loud and clear when you say that, you know, our laws are about morality. But here's the problem. We've redefined morality.
Exactly.
And now we have a generation that doesn't believe in the 1930s and the 1940 Pentecostal preaching of Jesus. We don't know what sin is anymore. We don't teach repentance anymore.
Right.
We believe in freedom to let everybody do how they want because we've become our own gods. And that in itself cannot allow those type of that thought pattern to enter our children. We are still a land of laws.
Right.
And we have to follow those laws, and we cannot allow people to redefine the definition or the meaning of words now to let it fit their sin or their morality as an acceptance for society, because at that point now you've attacked the church.
Right. I agree with you on that. there's so many things that have happened over the past decades, taking the Bible out of school, taking God out of everything, trying to make everything equal.
Let me make one quick point, because I want to make this perfectly clear. I am not against drag queens. Right. I'm not. It's a performance.
None of us are.
I appreciate that. And in its content and where it is acceptable,
exactly.
By all means.
Right.
Because I do believe it's a form of art. Mm-hmm. I want to make that perfectly clear.
And you can choose whether you want to go and see
exactly.
it. Or be to.
I want to make sure that that was perfectly clear, because here's the comments that people are bringing to me. Jesus would have sat down with the drag queen.
Yes, he would.
Well,
let
me make sure this caveat's there. Yes, he would, because what he would tell you is go and sin no more.
Absolutely.
He's warning you when he sat down with the tax collector and they say the same thing. Listen, Jesus sat down with the worst of the worst. Mm-hmm. But his point was this: once they hear my message, I will be changed. Mm-hmm. That was his message. That should be our message. We should be able to sit down with the people that don't agree with us or that we disagree with them. We should be able to sit down and let the message of our belief system hopefully change their mindset so that they'll go and continue to live how I feel. And that is, you know, if you want to talk to me, I'm going to talk to you the way Christ, I feel like Christ wants me to talk to
right.
you.
You actually took my quote away from me. But that's where I was going, is that Jesus did love everybody, but he did not accept their sin, and he doesn't want you to accept their sin either. He, matter of fact, he admonishes you to separate yourself away from that. So, yeah. And we are at a point where what you just told us just a moment ago could be defined as hate speech now, mm-hmm. Because of the loss of morality and the lack of those laws.
So Diane? Real quick, Chris, what we're all talking about is actually we now have the right to an abortion. We have the right to be a transgender, the right to be fluid gender. We don't have the right for free speech. We don't have the right to a gun. This is where we are at now. The real rights that we have enshrined in the Ten Commandments, in our Bill of Rights, those true rights, we don't seem, they're paper rights. That's what I tell my kids. We have them on paper, we just can't exercise them. But we have the absolute right to an abortion, we have the absolute right maybe, to change our gender.
Diane, we have them because they're God-given.
Yeah. Right.
And protects them. We have them as long as we are willing to assert them, exactly. Regardless of the consequences.
Good. Let me make sure that I understand you guys. Those rights were not given to us based off of our founding fathers. Those rights were recognized.
That's our position. God-given rights.
So they only are ensuring that those rights are protected.
Yeah.
And if I have the right to free speech, and that's a God-given right, then who is it that can actually take that away
Nobody.
From me?
Nobody.
Well, that's where we are, because my question again is that
then why are they being taken away, right?
If they are actually saying that, you know, it's a God-given right, but I'm saying you can't. They've become their own God.
Exactly. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
That's
but
point.
Not
that's
my God.
I understand.
I know.
But when they do that and they've inserted that, then they've become a representative of the people.
Exactly.
And when you have many come together, then the laws on our lands have changed.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And that excellent point, well taken. It's just, I don't know, how did we get here? Apathy. We all could see bits and pieces of it over the years, and we just waited till it got too bad before.
I prefer to think that we've started pushing back in the nick of time.
Yeah, we just
let's hope it works.
We need more pushers.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
But to be clear, government
is
not God.
We need more CCTA. No, it's not. We need more CCTA members. We need more people willing to work. More people willing to put their oars in. And some of us spent a lot of time doing it. But if somebody could contribute just a little bit of time, it would help.
And Diane, don't say we can't stand up for our rights, because that's exactly what Chris did.
Yep.
And while we have him here, he was shut down. He disagreed. He questioned it. They took him out of Facebook jail. He's back on.
But this is the exact conduct that we need to push the extent of our rights, right? This may not be, no one wants to see people being discriminated against. I don't see this as discrimination. But if you want to protect the full breadth of your rights, you need instances like this, right?
All right. Don't roll over. Don't accept it. Push back. Stand up.
Educate. Stand up.
As Chris has done, go in public with it on Facebook with his videos. He has tens of thousands of viewers out there that are standing behind him. He's not standing alone.
And I applaud him.
And we thank him for that. Mm-hmm. We thank him for standing up, not just for him, but he was standing up for all of us.
The rights we all cherish.
Right. And we appreciate that, Chris. And again, we thank you for your time coming in today. We're going to take one last break to hear from our sponsors here, and we'll be right back to close out the show.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills. Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
General Mattis will not throw Trump under the bus, but he will follow the law.
You turn issues like this around based on trust, and reinstilling trust is going to be very difficult for the Americans at this point.
Bernie Sanders says we need a revolution.
What we need is, in fact, I don't want to get people too nervous, we need a political revolution.
And no-name Congressman Jim Himes of Connecticut says impeachment is legit.
I don't much care about the vote on the floor. Look, if there is a vote on the floor, I'll vote for it. The point is that it's not required under the rules.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, again, I just want you to know that we have spent this session today with Chris Orman, a citizen in New Bern. I urge you to go to Facebook if you're a Facebook user or follower. Search for the Citizens in New Bern Facebook group, and you have to ask to join the group, and one of the moderators there will decide if that's possible or not. But Chris has a lot of great things up there other than what we've talked about here today. and we appreciate what he does. CCTA, Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan, 501c3. We hold monthly meetings, third Tuesday of every month, and in November, that will be Tuesday the 19th. A few months back, we had a meeting on the opioid crisis. We brought in Sheriff Chip Hughes, newly elected sheriff. We brought in Asa Buck from Carteret County, and we brought in Chris Davis from Pamlico County.
There was somebody here from the police department in Newbern as well.
Right, we had a representative from the police department. And it was an excellent meeting, very well attended, and it opened a lot of eyes to the opioid epidemic and the drug activity around the area. Those three sheriffs have joined together in combating the problem. They have been working together. If you've been watching the news, they've had a lot of successes. They're all doing a great job, and we want to recognize them for that. So on the 19th, we have those three sheriffs have been invited so far. I've got Chip Hughes is confirmed and Asa Buck is confirmed. I'm still waiting to hear back from Chris Davis, but I'm having an email problem with him. I'll get that straightened out. But I'm sure as soon as we do, he'll agree. If he's not already scheduled, he'll be there too. But they're going to give us an update on what they've been doing and the successes they've had. And I think it's going to be a very good meeting, and hope you will attend. You need to know what's going on in your community, going on right next door to you, maybe. Right in your block, right in your house, I hope not. But there's hardly a family out there that's not affected by the drug crisis. And we want you to come in and join us that Tuesday, the 19th of November, 7 p.m., downtown New Bern at Stanley Hall Ballroom. And then we're having a fundraiser. It's a Second Amendment fundraiser. It's a Second Amendment rally that we'll be holding November the 23rd. And we'll be holding that at the Craven County Law Enforcement Officers Gun Range. And it's a Second Amendment rally. Where else would you hold it?
That's right. Right?
So our guest speaker there is going to be Mark Robinson from Greensboro, North Carolina. If you're not familiar with him, go to YouTube and search. Mark attended the city council meeting in Greensboro where they were...
duly chastised.
Yeah, duly chastised because of the gun legislation or the gun rules they were trying to put into place. And he just clearly asked them, when are you going to start supporting the majority? And let me tell you who the majority is. I'm the majority. Again, just like Chris did, Mark stood up for all of us.
Yep.
He really did a fine job. It's been viewed all over on YouTube. It's an excellent piece of video that I hope never gets taken down. And I recommend you do that. Search for Chris Robinson. Mark Robinson, I'm sorry. You got me all mixed up there. And also, Sheriff Chip Hughes will be a speaker there, and he will be bringing his K-9 unit for display, and you'll get to see that in action. Representative Michael Speciale will be there. Representative Keith Kidwell will be there. And if any of you attended the Trump rally in Greenville and noticed the opening prayer, the invocation was given by pastor
Jim Corp,
a pastor out of Havelock, North Carolina, at the Freedom Baptist Church, and it was one of the best invocations I've ever heard, and he will be doing the invocation at our fundraiser.
An all-star team for Second Amendment rights.
Right. The first thing we'll start out with is a barbecue lunch at noon. Towards the end of the lunch, as everybody's finishing up eating, we'll start to hear from our speakers. We'll have a gun raffle. We'll have door prizes. After all the speaking and all that's over with, we'll go outside. Outside, we're going to have a turkey shoot. And if you haven't been to an old-fashioned turkey shoot, you'll set up targets. The participants will each take a shot, and whoever gets closest to the center of the target will win a certificate from one of the local grocery stores for a free turkey.
No animals will be hurt within.
Right. We aren't actually going to shoot any turkeys here. Also, the range will be open for those that want to do some target practice. So it's going to be a great Second Amendment rally, and we encourage everybody to come out and join us. Hal.
Yeah, I wanted to say a little bit more about Mark Robinson. When we were out in that conservative coalition meeting out in Hendersonville this past weekend, and he made a speech, several people there, including Dan Forrest, who's been running for governor, he said that, "I don't want to go after that guy. He sucks all the air out of the room, and he'll have to be the last speaker." And sure enough, I mean to tell you, he got in there talking about the Second Amendment rights, and his speech was so good that I imagine 8 or 9 times the whole crowd, 180 of us there, jumped to our feet with applause and carrying on. And he was just so
He's dynamic as any speaker.
So if you get a chance to go hear him, absolutely do it.
Right. It'll be well worth it, I'm sure, folks. So our Facebook page, cctaxpayers.com, we'll keep you updated there. And so far, we like Rainer said, we've got an all-star cast showing up. And I'm sure you will enjoy that day at the gun range. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today's meeting. Chris, do you have any parting remarks?
No, I mean, I appreciate you all letting me come in and explain the purpose behind what our video is all about instead of just hammering me against the drag queen.
So when is this event going to take place?
Believe it's November 17th. And again, the business is putting it on. It helps the community. There's no doubt about that. But when you
right,
mix our children in it. We have to be, I guess, part
vigilant,
of that.
Vigilant, yeah.
We have to be part of the village, right?
You weren't bashing or threatening or being hateful to anybody. You were just exercising your First Amendment right to disagree with the indoctrination of kids 3 to 11 in an area that you didn't see fit. And I think you found out we all agree with you here. So thank you for joining us today for CCTA Wake Up Call. Come back and join us again next week. And please visit our sponsors and tell them you heard about them here on CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.